From Tidbits on September 28th, 2009, this is the audio edition of NetNewsWire for Mac and iPhone Finally Updated, written by Doug McLean. NewsGator has released the latest version of NetNewsWire for Mac and iPhone and set a final date for the termination of its sync service as it turns over the task to Google Reader. The shutoff date for the in-house synchronization server, originally set for August 31st, 2009, is now September 28th, 2009. NetNewsWire 3.2 for Mac OS X, $9.95, and NetNewsWire 2.0 for iPhone, $1.99, are both available today, and also come in free ad-supported versions. Both programs offer the sole option of Google Reader for synchronizing subscriptions, additions, changes, and removals, as well as the read and unread status of individual items. The company also shipped an updated version of FeedDaemon for Windows with similar updates. NetNewsWire 2.0 for iPhone has numerous new features, which include Twitter integration, support for Instapaper, a new application icon, the addition of a latest news view, improved image handling, and new up and down navigation arrows. Items can also now be sent via email from within NetNewsWire. NetNewsWire for Mac 3.2 is more of a stopping point en route to major changes in 4.0 that haven't yet been disclosed. The new version's most significant change beyond the sync issue is the addition of Instapaper support. NetNewsWire for Mac was once a subscription product in a pro flavor to avoid ads, then went entirely free, and has now returned in free and for free ad-free versions. Version 3.2 also drops Tiger support, requiring Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard or later. In addition to shutting down its sync service, NewsGator is also eliminating public access to NewsGator Online Reader, NewsGator Go for BlackBerry and Windows Mobile, and NewsGator Inbox for Outlook. Also gone are NewsGator's browser toolbar, the desktop notifier, blog roll, ratings, and headlines features. For more on what has changed, see NewsGator switches users to Google Reader for sync online RSS, published on August 4th, 2009. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.